Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. Good Saturday to you. It is March the 28th in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. I'm delighted to be here today. We got a meeting with Jesus queued up. He's here. He's waiting for us to say we're consecration time. So how about we just dive right in? Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You ever realize that when you're praying that prayer of consecration that you're actually doing it? I mean, if you're really engaged and not just kind of mouthing the words, which we all do from time to time, but those are good words to mouth. But if you're really engaged, you're actually doing the thing it says. You're lifting your heart. You're setting your mind. You're fixing your eyes. You're offering your body. And that's just mean it to him. Unto him. We're orienting our life unto him for this day ahead. Hey, by the way, if you'll watch back here, wake up call listener from Gillette. Did you see the sign there? On air. It's a remote control. They gave it to me. So thank you, Laura Beth, for that. Anyway, We got to roll. Hey, we're only 2 minutes, almost 3 minutes in. We've already done the consecration prayer. We're ready to dive into the entry. Guys, it's going to be a good Saturday. Today's entry is entitled, What is this change and how do I participate? Man, I hope people aren't taking Saturdays off on the wake-up call. We're getting down into the heart of this thing. Our text today, John chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Hear now the word of the Lord. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now, there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here, a great number of disabled people used to lie. The blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" The word of the Lord. Now, consider this. Transformational question number two is now in play. Do I really want to change? It reminds me of that day with Jesus at the pool of Siloam. Bethesda, you read the story. You heard it just now. The man had been out of commission for 38 years. Lost to his life, languishing and hopeless. But here he was there that day. And one gets the sense he had been there for many days before. Can we just surmise his answer to transformational question number one? Am I growing? Was a resounding no. Notice how Jesus goes straight for transformational question number two. Do you want to get well? Something tells me no one had ever asked him this question. I'm sure people had told him to own his life or to get a job or to take his medicine or lose weight and 100 other helpful pro tips that never work. With 6 piercing words, Jesus cut through the layers of disability and diagnosed the deeper sickness. His abdication of responsibility. Look at his answer. "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." He had his reasons. We all do. Our seeming intractable situations and conditions are usually someone else's fault, right? Even so, we retain responsibility, which is another way of saying the ability to respond. What we need is what Jesus brings: revelation. Indeed, it is who He is. We need to encounter Him face to face, heart to heart, and hear His question to us: do you want to get well? When we hear this revealed question from Jesus, we must ask ourselves the deeper question: do I really want to change? This question cuts through all the tired emotional eddies of our inner brokenness, piercing the veil of our latent victimhood, and repairs the damaged nerve of our reluctance to repent. Jesus knows the issue is at the level of our will. He wants to access our volition. Do I really want to change? And we haven't even talked about what the change is yet. This question goes deeper than that. It is about recovering our responsibility. This is the crucible question where we begin the transformational exchange of our will for the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. You can see Romans 12:2 for that. Let's pray. Our Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus. And Lord Jesus, we know we need to change, but that isn't the question. We are not certain we really want to change. We can honestly say maybe that we want to change. Just thank you for accepting us as we are and not as we think we should be. Come, Holy Spirit, and crystallize and deepen our desire to change. We're praying in Jesus' name. Amen. Our journal prompts today: how do you reflect on these 3 words? It'd be good just to write the words down and reflect on each one. Really. Want. Change. And I want to ask this one: when is the last time you asked yourself, what do you really want? What do you really want? I know this is challenging. just on a couple of fronts at least. Well, first off, I do want to just back myself up a little bit. And I was prompted as I was going through this today when I said, when I referenced the man by the pool, the invalid, the disabled man, when I said, can we just surmise his answer to transformational question one, am I growing, was a resounding no. I just was kind of pricked my conscience as I said that. I don't want to reflect on disabled people in a general way to suggest that they're not growing. That's not what I mean to do there. So if I caused offense, I apologize for it. And I can understand how just casual reading of that would evoke potential offense. I think you know where I'm getting at is I'm basing that response that the guy was not growing, not on the basis that people who are suffering such disabilities aren't in fact growing. They're probably growing more than the rest of us in most cases or many cases. But this man had become a victim. I think that's the point. He had become a person who had really let go of his ability to respond. And that's the thing. A disability doesn't rob you of ability. It hinders you in certain profound ways, but it cannot steal your response ability, your ability to respond. Anyway, I think you get my point there. The two things I wanted to reflect on briefly is the notion of the difference between needing and wanting. You know, we all know we need to change. I know I need to change. I go over it and over and over. But that doesn't ever get anywhere. Jesus says, he didn't say, do you need to get well? He said, do you want to get well? Because with wellness comes a whole nother set of responsibilities and actually a whole nother set of problems, good problems. But you break free from the rut, the trap, the prison that oftentimes something bad happening to you can deal you. I get that so much. You just develop this grooved pattern of responding in a way that's not really responding. It's just a rutted reaction. And you just begin to accept not only the outward condition, but the inward reality that it has produced in you. And your handicap goes from being an external, something maybe that happened to you, to something that has planted itself in you. And it's really handicapping a disability it's creating in the soul. And this is where it requires will, volition, desire, want. You've got to, you know, it's just so easy. Even in our relationship with God, we can say, oh, you know, I pray, but nobody's really hearing my prayers, or nobody will help me get in the pool. It's just, I remember reading lately an Oswald Chambers insight where he says, God gives us grace. It's something like he doesn't give us grace so we can overcome. He gives us grace as we overcome. That there's a certain responsibility that we carry that we can actually begin to and want, desire, volition. That's it. It's coming clear, like, I want. Jesus asked that man by the side of the road, what do you want me to do for you? Remember what he said? I want to see. There's just so much about that direct relationship with him, telling him what we want, not what we need. And the most important thing to tell him, I want you. He knows we need him. he wants to know and probably wonders, do we want him? And then the whole notion of the word change. Do you really want to change? Do I really want to change? And I was just thinking about how we don't really, everybody wants to move. They want to make movements. They want movement in their life. But movement does require change. And so maybe if we could connect the whole concept of change to moving, to getting somewhere, it might make it a little bit more desirable to us. Because nobody really likes change. And I don't know. I think you get my point here today. We got to sing, okay? It's Saturday. We're going to finish the race on our medley, Come Ye Sinners, Poor and Needy, joined with Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus. We're going to sing verse 4 of 502, Come Ye Sinners, verse 4. We're going to sing verse 4, then we're going to cut over to 121, and we're going to sing, we'll go back to verse 1 again in a chorus and close out. Are you ready? Let not conscience make you linger, nor of fitness fondly dream. All the fitness he requireth is to feel your need of him. I will arise and go to Jesus. He will embrace me in his arms, in the arms of my dear Savior. Oh, there are 10,000 charms, and oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, vast, unmeasured, boundless, free, rolling as a mighty ocean in its fullness over me, underneath me, all around me, is the current of thy love, leading onward, leading homeward to my glorious rest above. And I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear, and made me a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Amen. Well, tomorrow is Sunday, and in our reading, we meet during Lent. We just meet on Sunday morning for a brief time together. I call it the pregame warm-up for church. And we're going to read this text. I'm going to read the whole of John 5, that story. Because one thing we didn't deal with in today's entry is what happened to the man who'd been there at that place for so long, stuck. So, a lot to say about this, and I've said enough. It's Saturday. It's time to get your seeds. Going to see some different fields today. Be ready to sow goodness, love, encouragement, hope, counsel, wisdom. Be ready. Jesus is in you. He wants to move through you. That's why we say, wake up, rise up, shine on. That's the word of God. Okay, for the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt. I'll see you on the field.